Welcome to Brutal Brunch.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastermano.
Hey, Bruce, do some!
Bruce, do some!
Oh, yeah!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
There's lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Medford.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
Thank you.
And good morning. Welcome to Brutal Brunch, the debut show of this not-so-new show, but a new name. Back on the air here, WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Our new time slot, the show formerly known as The Graveyard Shift, coming out from the usual late hours during the week. And we're here being relaunched this morning.
Feels so much better to be up in the morning.
I know. It's a reason to get up. It's nice.
Thanks to Songs of Praise for giving us a great intro before we came in.
That's one of the first shout-outs I've had for leading into my show, so thank you very much. And a little bit of a juxtaposition here, moving into punk and metal music, kicking things off with some 4 Years Strong. That was The Takeover, followed by Prepare to be Digitally Manipulated. Figure that's a fitting start to a new show, new beginning. 4 Years Strong, by the way. I had a little tangent planned, but I hearken back to my FNX days where I was an intern, and one of the rules they had posted in the studio was respect the music. That was the number one rule, so I'm not going to say some of the negative things I was going to say. Just going to say I'm a big fan of the old school 4 Years Strong, and just think that they may sound a little bit better with Josh Lyford still back in the band as their keyboardist. And then Matt Brusso, of course, featured on that song, Prepare to be Digitally Manipulated, who more famously known, that's right, representing Worcester, Matt, of course, of Bury Your Dead fame. All right, so we're here. We're in the morning. I think the only real difference from what we were doing this summer is that the music has to be censored now. Takes a little bit more time to put the show together, but that's about it. So, Matt, how are you since the last time we've been on?
I'm feeling tremendous. I was really tired this morning when
you were previously concussed when we were on the air.
That's the last time I was on here. I was suffering from the effects of a car accident. I had a concussion, which I've fully recovered from at this point. But now I have a pinched nerve in my neck, so my right arm is numb. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
Good times. And all that, you went to RPM Fest. We both went to RPM Fest. That was the last show that we had.
Really excellent show all the way through. We were struggling towards the end because it was just such a long, it's just brutally long.
Speaking of brutal weather, like this morning it was freezing out. That day was about 100 degrees in the open field.
It was so hot, and we're in a field, obviously in Greenfield. And I wanted to stay to see Thunder Forge, and we did, and they were hilarious.
They lived up to the billing.
And we were just burning ourselves to get to that last part of the show. But it was a really great show. The one error, of course, is I'm not a camper, and I brought a tent that was marketed as a two-person tent, not incorrect.
Not a two-person. Maybe if you were a svelte couple.
Maybe if we were both like small gymnasts or something. So I ended up sleeping in the bed of my truck.
Yeah. I couldn't complain. So it worked out. But yeah, good time once again.
Great show. Better every year because we didn't stay late.
We just went for the day in 2015.
And this time we obviously camped out over there. And like the after show stuff with like the heavy metal karaoke.
Wiffle ball
and like everyone being silly was like a really great time. It always feels a little odd because it feels like everybody knows each other, and then me and you walk in there and we're like, hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hey everybody. It was still a good time, regardless.
Excellent. Maybe you went to the show, if you want to chime in at any time here this morning, the number here is, there's two numbers, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. You can also try 781-350-3264. I'm on Twitter at Boxman37, and across from me is SnoodDude7.
Have a nice day.
Have a great one, guys.
SnoodDude7, obviously, at Twitter.com.
Yes. And then there's a couple things we may touch on later, but you've been doing some haunted happenings past couple of weekends.
That's totally true.
We may touch on that. We may table for our next week's show, which is going to be our big horror movie Halloween extravaganza.
It makes you feel better, Halloween people. I've been basically scared of the 2-minute short film.
Lights out.
It's been bothering me for like over a week.
Have you seen the movie?
I didn't see
the movie. You haven't seen the movie yet. I watched the short last night because you said you had seen it. Obviously it's very different. A two minute and 40 second clip compared to like an 80-90 minute movie. But there's different rules in terms of the darkness just between the movie and the short. So I was a little confused at first. There's no rules in the short.
No. But the thing with the short was, I think the thing with those short YouTube films that get me, I actually was like really scared also by a Vine. And it was or a GIF. And it was a lady and her cat, and then behind her was a dark hallway, and she's like, it's like, ooh, like a Snapchat filter thing, and she's trying to make it look like, ooh, it's my my cat's face on my face.
Yeah.
So she puts it up.
I've seen that.
And then all of a sudden her face it switches with like distorted image. It's like monster hiding in the hallway. And I was like, wow.
That's a good.
And I think it's because when you go into watch a horror movie, and we'll probably touch on this more next week during actually Halloween, but the production, the pre-production of like seeing like, okay, a director made this. Like, so it's just more.
And you know what you're expecting because you have 90 minutes to figure things out.
I know what's happening. There's going to be actors. There'll be girls from Noxzema.
There'll be an opening scene.
Monsters. And then it'll end. But with the short in particular, the actress, and it was just like a regular.
She's in the movie, by the way. She has a cameo. Yeah.
Okay. And like the apartment didn't look like a well furnished like Hollywood like fake apartment. It looked like this is kind of like your garbagey apartment. And like she had a little power strip under her bed. I'm like, I have a little power strip near my bed to like turn the lights on and off. So I don't know what it is. And then it just ends, obviously, because it's a 2-minute YouTube clip.
And then, so I ran a marathon and I don't want to talk about that. And then I also was in Ohio for a wedding. So that's why we haven't been on the air until now. Been out of the state for 2 weeks. We were prepping before that. So we are here. We are here after a break.
Can I ask you what happened at the marathon?
It just didn't go well.
Oh, no.
Nah, was not happy with my time.
Oh, no.
But, whatever. On to Boston.
Terrible.
And then, let's just get into music right now. I do have a rant about. So we had a couple rants. At least I do. One about the Boston Music Awards, which I just don't understand. That's basically the conclusion I've reached. I don't understand these awards. Number one. Number two. I got takes on the Bruins because they're terrible and people don't realize it. Maybe they do after last night.
They're very bad.
And then
you and I agree.
You have a rant. We do have a brunch segment coming up.
Oh yeah.
So after this first block of music. We'll come back. And I went to nutrition school. Matt did not.
No.
So therefore, he's going to be the one talking about food, obviously, because that's how we do things on Brutal Brunch.
Matt's in good shape and can run, and I'm fat and out of shape right now.
All right, so we're going to kick things off this morning with a band that sent me some new music. Very fitting for the Halloween season because they are from Salem. This is the band Oliphants, and off their new album, Expedition to the Barrier Peaks, we are going to play Incidents in the Butterfly Garden. We got some new Morethius and a whole bunch of new music. We'll be mixing in some punk as well, so stay tuned. You're listening to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Set of flutter. nations shall have the rights denied to you and me. Bestowed unto them shall be a life worth more than human life itself. Liberty from regulation, investigation, or prosecution. And the pursuit of power without regard for human suffering. Bow your head. Pray in the direction of Wall Street. The corporations will now lead us in prayer. Our corporations, which are infallible, hallowed be our trade. Our kingdom has come, our will be done. Across earth as approved by the markets. And forgive us our treason as we vilify those who speak against us. Lead us not into equality, but deliver them into more poverty. For ours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the 1% forever.
Let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
doing is just a vibe, but they're here to time and don't lie. Crucify your mind and in time, hatred and fear will leave you blind.
Is the last we will hear from Degrader for a little while. That is the song Heresy. That's off a four-way split called Militia, along with Self-Inflicted, Instigator, and Regime. And those guys are kind of taking some time off to reboot their lineup and direction. So stay tuned. I'm sure we will have more good stuff coming from them soon. Before that, you heard Morithius. That is new, called Parallax the Populace, off their upcoming self-titled album. Before that was Disaster Strikes, featuring Jello Biafra of Dead Kennedys fame. That was In the Age of Corporate Personhood, from the album of the same name. And we kicked that block off with New Oliphant. That was Incidents of the Butterfly Garden off of Expedition to the Barrier Peaks.
The Supreme Court is important.
Oh, we can hear Matt now, by the way.
Hopefully, thank God.
I noticed, yeah, you were coming up low on the levels. Let me get your...
The people need to hear my voice.
And there you go. God. Here comes the use of time, you know, is for a brunch discussion. So, again, you are listening to the inaugural show of Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You also heard the donations PSA. I believe this is the last weekend for it, so definitely donate if you can. And now, you hear it. It's time for non-nutrition Matt to discuss brunch. Take it away.
So, the name of the show is Brutal Brunch, and we were discussing, like, what we should call it, and then we're like, you know, we're a metal show. We're on at 8 in the morning from 10 in the morning. What do people do in the morning on Sundays? They get brunch. And one of the things I hate about in the morning on Sundays is people getting brunch. I was living in Cambridge for the last 6 years. And, like, just walking outside and seeing people lined up, like, around the block to eat, like, eggs with chili verde sauce on it would just send me, like, a blind rage. So, as Matt said, I did not go to nutrition school. Actually, since our time in college, which is, I believe, 40 years ago, I've basically put on 100 pounds. So I'm in fantastic shape. But one of the things I like to do to counter-program the precious brunch thing is to go and get the worst possible fast food breakfast, and that's what we're going to talk about today on this brunch segment.
That's how to rebel.
You know, why don't you put on your coziest slippers and just shuffle on over to the table, pour yourself a beautiful mimosa, and sit down and enjoy. What I want to talk about today is the McDonald's Big Breakfast that we were talking about in the break. Matt, do you know what the Big Breakfast even is?
Educate me.
The Big Breakfast is every single item on the McDonald's breakfast menu put on a plate, and they basically say, here, eat this, you filthy animal.
It's pretty intelligent for them to do that.
I used to get the Big Breakfast as a young man. If you were feeling ill in the morning, you would just have the Big Breakfast. The Big Breakfast, for those listening at home, is two pancakes, eggs, an English muffin, a biscuit, a sausage patty, thick-cut Applewood smoked bacon, a hash brown, and it's covered in butter. And Matt, what do you think, conservatively, the calorie count is on a Big Breakfast? I'm talking about eating the entire tray, because you're not going to have a serving of a big tray of slop.
You got to assume, so what's the big, those like regular burgers, those meals are like 1,500 calories, right? So I'm going to guess 2,500 calories.
You know what? Unbelievably close per usual, but it is 2,180 calories with 112 grams of fat, 38 of which saturates, 4,300 milligrams of sodium. But of course, 72 grams of protein. So get out there and just bulk
there
up.
You
get
go.
Huge.
Get yeah, got to cultivate some mass, and as long as you have some water to counter out that sodium.
Yeah, if you're out there cultivating mass, I suggest getting the Big Breakfast. But so that's this week's brunch segment. I might actually think of a food that I might make next week.
Ooh,
maybe
very
we'll
exciting.
Talk about that. But the Big Breakfast, you know, go out there. If you wake up in the morning on a Sunday, you know, Matt, and you're like, should I go to brunch with friends? Should I have a mimosa? What kind of shirt should I wear? Should I wear these slacks? You know what you should do? Go to McDonald's, get a Big Breakfast, because, you know, the world is going to end in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, it's over. So who cares? So yeah, that's the big... Oh, I forgot. 34 grams of sugar. You know, that's actually not that much.
That's actually, yeah, in the grand scheme of things with the rest of that breakfast.
It's basically
it's got one thing going for it. So yeah, well, I'm not going to recommend that you go out and eat that anytime soon. But, yeah. So, and you know, in the future, like, so we got Matt is going to be cooking things. We'll see.
Yep.
Talking about brunches. Maybe we'll get some local establishments in here.
Maybe we should.
Feed us. That would be great. That's
what,
like,
fantastic.
Real. That's like what the corporate stations do. They get, like, catered and all this stuff. So,
yeah.
I think we should make
bring
that
us,
happen.
Bring us food. Can we talk about breakfast drinks? Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
I gotta think about it, and not at least not this first week, unless you'd like to talk about like a virgin manmosa.
A virgin manmosa, I believe, is just orange juice.
Orange juice. Oh, there you go. That's our drink segment.
A virgin manmosa, orange juice.
You can say what ingredient you remove from a virgin manmosa though.
Miller High Life.
So moving right along now. Actually, no. I'm not going to do this yet. We'll talk about it during our concert calendar segment, which is coming back.
Yep.
Almost got rid of it, and then it was like 12:30 in the morning. I was like, you know what? I do think we need this still in the show. So I ran through
that. I can work on it, too.
It's a good... yeah. So we have that coming up. And before then, we have some more music for you. We'll also be getting to our sports. What is this? Why don't you tell
the
masters
bed.
Who the bit, the, what this bed is?
This is Life is Beautiful from the game Deadly Premonition, which I've been thinking about because I actually started to watch Twin Peaks, which I've never seen.
Ah, okay.
And it's amazing. I guess I was just an idiot for the last 10 years and haven't been watching it. But it's an amazing show. So the Deadly Premonition for the Xbox 360, PC, PS3, basically like a love letter to Twin Peaks.
Nice. I was going to say, because you're like, here's this bed, and it's like the logo pops up, and it's like, it's brutal. It's
yeah,
like,
it's a brutal
it's called
logo.
Deadly Premonition. It's like blood, and then yeah. I play it, and I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic game, fantastic show, fantastic Big Breakfast, you know.
Excellent. And we'll be back to talk a little bit more about some video games in a segment at the end of the show called Brutal or Not Brutal.
Mm.
We'll be talking about some video games again.
That's going to be good.
Yes. So again, stay tuned for some rants about the local metal scene and sports and
other wrestling. Things.
And then we have our concert calendar and Matt, and another new segment we have this week in metal history.
This also week in this metal week, history and this current week.
And this current week in review, which...
By Metal just, Sucks.
Yeah.
Not by us.
Not sponsored by Metal Sucks. This is just what they do. And we just loved it so much that we're going to play it. So that's all coming up later. For now, we're going to play one of the latest songs from Oxen. This is a band we saw at Aquaman Fest. Oxen. I knew about them beforehand. And then so I was pumped to see them. And they love to boast about their chest hair. And
they're not exceptionally hairy.
I don't know.
That's
debatable.
They were wearing no shoes and vests.
They go all in on the stoner kind of sludge scene.
They're good.
So, going to play you In Refuge from them, which is off their latest album. It's also on the RPM 2016 compilation. And you're listening to it on Brutal Brunch on WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. They're split EP with Worm. That's what I was trying to think of. The band Worm. They just split EP with
Worm, W-Y-R-M.
W-A-R-M.
So awful. Very, Why would you do that to me? Why would you do brutal. That to me?
So, yeah. And then, if you want to call in again, number here, numbers are 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, or 781-350-3264. Also, Twitter, Boxman37, Snoodoo7. This is Oxen.
Big Breakfast.
Experiencing some technical errors. Let me see if I can get this next song queued up again.
Brunch.
You did just hear Oxen. We're trying to hear some.
So good.
Hold on, your mic's on.
Sorry, I'm screaming.
What are you saying?
I'm just screaming.
I'm trying to like make a subtle,
like
subtle talk over this error, but Matt really likes Oxen. I do too, so that's good. All right, so let's try to get Divided Life going again. If not, we will play something else. All right, clearly that's not happening. So let's take a nice long instrumental break here. We're going to do, I don't know how to pronounce the name of the song, Guacaracha, I believe, from a self-titled album from Chronologist. Let's hopefully this works. We'll be right back. Back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Just heard from Stray Bullets. That's their latest release called Already Dead. Getting political as I always do. You may also, may sound a little bit like the Have-Nots, which they kind of are, because it's the same singer, John Kostick.
Okay, I was going to say. Okay, yeah.
I guess OC5. Boys Tabernacle Choir helped with those gang vocals.
That's unbelievable.
So that's some more punk for you. As you see, we mix in some punk with our metal.
Live editing.
Here on the show. That was live edited. I made the mistake by teasing that song in our Facebook post. I was like, nah, I got to play it and do this live editing.
It was unbelievable.
So thank you. That was Already Dead Again by the Stray Bullets. Before that was Don't Feed the Animals from Deathbed Strangers. That was their farewell track. You know, since we've been on, I mentioned that Degrader is kind of going into hibernation. Deathbed Strangers, they're done. Second Grave, they're done. RPM Fest was their last show. And we may get to a track from these guys, but the band Abandoner is now known as Grand Haven. So all sorts of stuff going on in the scene here. Before Deathbed Strangers, we had our technical difficulties and wound up with the instrumental called Gorkatra. Sure, that's not how you pronounce it, but that's from the band Chronologist off their upcoming Cartographer album. And we kicked off that block with Oxen and In Refuge.
Yeah.
That's off both the RPM Fest 2016 comp as well as the band's split with Warm.
I think you can still EP. Buy that, right? On RPM
Fest? It's still available.
Just go
on
to the
there.
Website.
You got like a billion tracks.
Yeah,
and they're
it's
all
unbelievable.
Good.
Pay what you want.
By the way, Dumpster Fire, remember they were supposed to play, they didn't play, they are back. They had to replace somebody in the band, but they're coming back.
That's Dumpster Fire is unbelievable.
That's one of Matt's boys.
They did a breakdown, they did a Boys to Men breakdown.
Oh, it's tremendous. And told a very, very dirty joke that Then he told the whole audience we could go F ourselves, and I thought it was hilarious.
Yes.
That's my sense of humor.
Yeah, that guy's a good guy.
All right, so now take it away with our This Week in Metal History.
All right, so This Week in Metal History, many, many things happened, obviously, because there's about 4 million genres of metal. I've done some brief research, but in details of things that I like, quite frankly. And I'm going to go back in time, sometimes 30 years, sometimes Ooh. 2 years, sometimes 5 years.
And you're good to go with your sound effects and clips and everything.
I'm good to go. So, okay, first off, leading off today, on October 18th, so this is going to be basically the week preceding this week, today. The week preceding today, October 18th, 2006, Hammerfall from Gothenburg, Sweden. They've been doing
Fantastic
basically
band.
Power metal since 93. They released Threshold, which you know is a good power metal album because it has a Viking with a hammer and he has like a cool hood and this fire all over it. It's okay. I don't love the whole thing, but the best song on that album is Carved in Stone, which I'm going to try to cue up for everybody here. I'm this is the first time I'm queuing up stuff, so I'm pretty excited.
There it is.
Carved in Stone.
Not to be confused with a local band, Carved in Stone, which unfortunately is they're one of the first bands I interviewed. Did an interview write-up on the website.
Yeah.
But they're no longer around. Sorry to take away from your segment.
No. But. Look, man, Hammerfall's still out there doing it. They're getting up there. But if you want to listen to some power metal, I'm going to skip forward a little bit in the song because I don't want to play the
whole
thing.
This could be a bed by itself.
This is an amazing bed. If you ever want to like pretend like you're in a massive cathedral and you're just walking slowly through it, it's this is the song that would play. I wonder if it get louder. It's a 2-minute intro.
You could read your PSA over this.
Actually, you know
if
what?
If you have time.
You know, I can. Let me restart this. So we'll take a pause from the middle of our metal history. Let the hammer fall carved in stone play.
Just let it breathe. Intro.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, or Freeform. So,
excellent.
We read a whole PSA over the Hammerfall intro to Carved in Stone, and it is still going to show you how excellent this was. Anyway, that's October 18th, 2006, which is now, I like to say, 10 years ago, Hammerfall with Threshold. We should just get into some of it.
There you go.
That's basically what you're getting. I just want to point out that he said when the future is the past.
Perfect.
That's pretty perfect. okay, going a little bit further back in time, but not that much further back. Since it is Halloween, I think it would be inappropriate to not reference King Diamond, an actual satanic priest. And on October 22nd, 2002, released the album. Whoops.
By the way, this album has a whole spoken word story.
Yes,
along
it does.
With it, which I've actually
this
seen.
The,
I've
the,
watched him tell.
The, nope.
My friend was like,
nope.
Oh, here we go.
Nope.
Uh oh.
Nope.
Is that Nat playing?
Yep.
You give me a thumbs up on that, ad's over. But, there he is.
This is the Puppet Master. It's October 18, 2002. This is my favorite song off the album, which is Ritual, or The Ritual, excuse me.